Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com, and it's my weekly conversation on a Wednesday with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. Lots to get into. From the pitching side, Cody Whitley, Johan Oviedo, Alex Reyes, Zach Thompson. From the player side, Amundo Sosa, Nolan Gorman, and Dylan Carlson. We'll talk about how tough this camp has been for the Cardinals in terms of just organization. 73 guys are in this camp, and Ali Marmol is trying to keep it all under control. The Cardinals bench coach for Mike Shield.
Our staff does a phenomenal job, Dan. The reality of it is this morning we met just our big league staff for about 30 minutes, and then with all of our support group, with our minor league coordinators and all our minor league personnel for another 30 minutes, just to make sure that we're not missing anything when it comes to each guy getting individually what they need. And it's easy to let a guy or two kind of fall through the cracks with this large of a camp. But if we're super intentional with our time and efficient with it, we can service each one of these guys individually and get everything done.
We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Lou Fuse, 14 brands, 10 locations. We are St. Louis. The Cardinals will have a split squad today against the Marlins and the Astros. Yesterday, rough on the pitching side, 8 walks, a lot of hits, a loss against Washington. However, some damage done thanks to Paul DeJong.
And DeJong hits one out to deep left at the wall. Goodbye! 3-run homer, Paul DeJong. He had 30 a year ago. And DeJong pops his first in spring 2020.
Jairo Munoz added to the Cardinals' offense.
Munoz, a high fly ball out to deep left, and this one is gone. A 2-run homer, Jairo Munoz.
Not enough. The Cardinals lost, and now we look ahead to this afternoon. Triad Bank, a full-service financial institution established in 2005, a mission to provide a wide range of commercial and personal banking services to closely held businesses like mine, their owners, and families. TriadBanking.com. Lordo's Diamonds, located in the heart of Ladue. See more at lordosdiamonds.com. When we come back, it's a visit with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. Hair Saloon for Men. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. Hair Saloon for Men. It's a Wednesday, and we do this every Wednesday, whether it's in season, spring training, regular season. It's Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. Spring training games are off and running, and Brian, always good to visit with you. How are things?
Hey, great, Dan. I'm like so many Cardinals fans, still at home, but watching every one of these games and watching not only the major leaguers, but more excitingly in these early games, a lot of the young players, a lot of the prospects get to appear. I think just in the last two games alone, 9 of the pitchers who pitched in the last 2 days are members of our the Cardinal Nation Top 50 prospect list.
Yeah, that's what makes this so much fun from my perspective. I get the chance to see these kids up close, get to visit with them, watch them play, and then obviously follow in your book, which is the top prospect guide of what you see and your team, thecardinalnation.com. I go to it all the time. You may or may not hear me quote from it during a telecast every once in a while. I may do that.
I may start calling you out on it,
if you do it, but you've got all the rights to do it because I know how much time and how much effort you put into it. So I love it, and I appreciate it. So thank you.
And thanks to all the fans who've ordered it, and for those who haven't, make sure you do. We still have hard copy books left, and if you want the PDF version, you can get it the same day. So just head to the Cardinal Nation and order the 2020 Prospect Guide.
Let's jump into some of the guys we've seen. I'll tell you the guy that I think has been the most impressive for me. I'm not sure if you agree, but that would be Cody Whitley. We're going to see this kid in the big leagues, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we're going to see Cody Whitley in the big leagues this season. In fact, you know, there are some who think, my gosh, you know, he could compete for a job coming out of camp. And, you know, based on what limited action we've seen so far, guy struck out the side, looked impressive, mid-90s heat. The problem is Cody Whitley's not yet on the 40, man. And he had a meteoric rise in 2019. I mean, the guy started the season in Peoria, low class A. And by the season finished, not only was he in Memphis, but he was in the Arizona Fall League, the best prospect league in the game, and he pitched very well there as well. So it's hard to imagine a prospect who who went as far as Cody Whitley did during 2019. And again, the only issue right now is there's not a spot for him yet on the 40-man roster. But when the time comes that the Cardinals need a hard-throwing right-hander in the bullpen, they'll find a way to make roster room for Cody Whitley.
What is it about him that projects him to be potentially a major leaguer even coming out of this camp? What is it about him?
Well, multiple offerings, the ability to throw strikes, and a fastball that's in the mid-90s. And, you know, he's just look at his numbers. He doesn't walk a lot of guys. He just comes in and gets out.
There's a couple of pitchers that have stood out to me. So Whitley is one. I'm going to go with another one, and that's Johan Oviedo. And we saw him pitch yesterday, and I thought the umpire squeezed him a bit. The line may not represent just how well he pitched, but man, this young man is going to be something. He's just stood out to me in watching bullpens, his presence, his body, and then what I saw yesterday.
You know, it's funny, when Oviedo was signed, he was part of that big 2016-2017 international class that the Cardinals spent so much money on. They got penalized for the next 2 years. And when, at the time, Oviedo was rumored, coming out of Cuba, not rumored, but said that it was throwing, you know, in the mid to upper 90s. And when he joined the Cardinals, you know, when we put the guns on him, he was down in the low 90s. And was like, uh-oh, what happened? And it just took him a while to grow into this big, massive 6'6" body. He, you know, continued to improve his velocity every year, but his control was a challenge. And that's going to be the last piece for him, because he made it up to AA last year, pitched effectively, not dominating, but pitched effectively in the AA rotation. And again, Oviedo's not a guy we're going to see in St. Louis this year, probably, but he's the guy who, if he stays on the track he's on, would be one of these guys who might be competing for a back-end spot in the rotation next year.
Maybe the most polished of this group of young pitchers, Zach Thompson. Like what I've seen out of him.
Yeah, you know, the Cardinals made a decision in 2019 to reverse their course in recent years, and that was to spend their first-round draft pick on a polished college pitcher. Zach Thompson, left-hander, University of Kentucky, had a very decorated college career, but had a little bit of an injury history, which was a question, which is probably the only reason he fell to the Cardinals at number 19. But Zach Thompson, you know, we've seen him now pitch in these games, and he not only has a above-average fastball, he's got a good curveball as well, and a changeup. And so he is a guy who, you know, may start the season at Palm Beach, but if he does, he won't be there very long. He'll be in AA, and you know, again, will be a guy that probably won't contribute this year, but you know, you're talking about a guy who literally this time last year was just getting ready for his junior season in college. So it's been a nice start for Thompson. And it's, by the way, it's a unique situation. I think until this year with Thompson, the last time that the Cardinals had a player who was drafted the previous June in major league camp, in their first camp, was Michael Wacha. So, I mean, that tells you the kind of path that Thompson is on. And, you know, with all the excitement on Matthew Liberatore for a very good reason, there's no doubt that Thompson is the left-hander, the one of those two, who probably will contribute to St. Louis first.
Yeah, and you've written about that before. It's got that similar feel, similar path, and similar look that Michael Wacha had, potentially getting to the big leagues, with Zach Thompson.
That's right. That's right. And so while I said he won't make it this year, you know, you never say never, because, you know, if Thompson, you know, continues to pitch very, very well, you know, he could certainly put himself in the picture. But you know, as always, we still have the Gombers and Ponce de Leons and other guys who are also fighting for major league rotation spots, who seem to be ahead in the pecking order. It's a nice problem to have. The Cardinals have, a you know, some pretty good minor league pitchers near the top of the system, and that's going to sustain them for the next few years. And hopefully they can now, through subsequent drafts, kind of backfill a gap that they've had in the system the last year or two.
When you watch Alex Reyes, at least from my eye, and I'm sure maybe from yours, you see the stuff. It's there. Every once in a while, boom, you're like, oh, my goodness, there it is. And then it's a spinning curveball or a wild pitch. Not a great debut yesterday, but just give me your thoughts overall on Alex here as we talk now in 2020.
Well, you know, for Alex, it's command. There's no doubt about his stuff. You know, and he was one of the top prospects in baseball for a number of years. So, you know, we're talking about a guy who's was at one time considered a potential top of the rotation guy. But the health problems have been there. And, you know, he was probably amped up today. You know, there was kind of a weird situation where Gomber couldn't get through his two innings, and they had Elledge ready, and so Reyes had to wait even longer. And so, you know, it kind of throws, maybe it threw him off his routine a little bit. Maybe he was amped up. Certainly he would have had every reason to be. So, you know, we just got to be careful in these first outings of the spring to not be too judgmental. But, you know, Reyes is a guy that I think everybody's pulling for to, you know, make the Cardinals team, you know, probably as a reliever. But, you know, he's a guy that definitely could contribute if he can just be healthy and effective.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Folks are pulling for him every which way. Let's get into some of the position players. Just what you've seen out of Dylan Carlson so far. Any different look to him? Anything that you're seeing with Dylan as you evaluate this team?
Well, I tweeted out just the headshot, the official headshot from Media Day of Dylan Carlson year to year. And, you know, he's growing a little beard. You can see he's filling out more as a man. But, you know, in terms of his approach to the plate, he's still showing that discipline, obviously a switch hitter, does everything well. It's sort of like, you know, Dylan Carlson is one of those guys that, you know, he's not going to be a 35 or 40 home run hitter in the major leagues. He's not going to steal 40 bases. But he just does everything so well. And, you know, the challenge now is to still, in my opinion at least, let Dylan Carlson be Dylan Carlson. He's a guy with 18 games of experience at AAA. You know, the expectations are that he's not going to make the team. He shouldn't be considered the guy who's going to be the savior of a Cardinals offense that didn't add any thump and lost Marcell Ozuna. I just think that's unfair to Dylan Carlson. So while, you know, everybody's rooting for Dylan Carlson, I'm hoping the expectations aren't being set too high. And certainly he's not going to let it get to his head. He's as level-headed as any young man his age I've ever seen.
How about Nolan Gorman? What have you seen from him?
Nolan Gorman's, you know, showed some good reflexes at third base. He's taken good at bats. He hasn't, you know, his challenge last year was too many strikeouts on balls away down the zone, something we've seen among a number of Cardinals hitters as well. And, you know, Nolan Gorman, again, realized, you know, he's never played a game at AA, let alone AAA. So for him to be starting major league games in camp, you know, it's just a reminder of his status as one of the top power hitters in top power hitting prospects in baseball. So again, you know, Gorman's not a guy who's going to be ready in 2020, but, you know, there's no reason why he couldn't go to AA and have the kind of year that Dylan Carlson had last year. I think he has that capability.
One of the players that has impressed a lot of folks in this camp, and it's early, I mean, we're in February, but Edmundo Sosa, and as it pertains to the 26th man on the roster, very interesting what he could do to break camp and go north with the club.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that Edmundo Sosa has made his reputation. He's been in the system for years. He's been a top prospect. He's been on our prospect list, I forget now, 6 years. This is his sixth year on our prospect list. So, you know, he progressed through the system, has always been a strong defensive player, was a shortstop, still is a shortstop primarily, but he's also played other positions as the Cardinals have got him ready for the major leagues. Through a unique situation called fourth minor league option, and it has to do with his age and when he joined the Cardinals, Sosa could actually have a fourth option year this year. So he could technically be sent to Memphis, but the way he's playing here in the first games, we saw a line drive, a two-run home run to left field on Sunday that was really, really impressive. Line, you know, just a line drive shot over the wall. So Sosa's going to make this decision very interesting. In my assessment, when the Cardinals signed Brad Miller a few weeks ago, that hurt the chances of Sosa and Munoz to make the roster, because you look at Tommy Edman, he's set. They're going to have a fourth outfielder. They're going to have a third, second catcher. So the question is, who's that last man? Is it an outfielder like Ronel Ravelo, who does not have minor league options? Could it be Sosa? Could it be Munoz? Could it be Austin Dean? Could it be Andrew Kisner, the third catcher? It's going to be really interesting to watch how that comes down to the final weeks of camp. And I'm sure if we asked Mike Schilt today, he'd say, yeah, all those guys are possibilities.
You know, we talked about it on the game today, or yesterday, I should say, the 73 different players that you have here in camp and how it pertains to the minor league schedule and when it overlaps with the major league camp. And then you've got the major league game starting March 26th, opening day in Cincinnati. How do you think this has made this a really delicate and difficult camp for Mike Schilt and Ollie Marmol to kind of navigate through the waters of this?
Well, yeah, it's, you know, and obviously their experience at this, both Schilt and Marmol have run minor league spring training as well. So they, you know, they know how to get all the work done. But I mean, there's a couple of pitchers, veteran minor leaguers, that the Cardinals brought in, Nebel Kristnat and Bostic, Akeem Bostic, who are non-roster invitees that they haven't even got into action. So there's just, you know, so many guys on the team, and, you know, we've got the first split game split squad game here on Wednesday. So, you know, that'll help as well. But the problem is normally about after, what, the first week or 10 days of games, guys get sent out to minor league camp. The problem is minor league pitchers and catchers don't report until the 9th, and position players don't report until 2 weeks from today. Two more weeks from now until minor league pitchers and catchers report. And the first games aren't till for another week until the 18th. So, you know, a week or 10 days before the Cardinals are ready to pack up and leave Jupiter, a week actually, you know, before the minor leaguers are actually playing any meaningful games. So, you know, what do they do with these minor leaguers who aren't going to see action in major league camp? I mean, they can go kind of informally work out, but, you know, the minor league schedule being so offset. And by the way, the minor league schedule didn't change this year. They did get rid of step camp, but the minor league schedule is what it always is. The challenge is that the major league schedule moved up into February to give MLB players more off days during the regular season.
What has caught your attention with this camp so far? Is there anything that's really grabbed your attention, a guy that studies this day in and day out?
Well, I think the first couple games we saw that the pitching was in good shape. And, you know, we saw the guys that you would expect to pitch well, Flaherty's and Hudson, you know, do well. But, you know, here in the later games, when you get into the younger pitchers and, you know, a couple of the guys that you're hoping to bounce back, like, you know, like a Brett Cecil and an Alex Reyes, Austin Gomber, you know, they weren't as impressive as you'd like to see. One thing that, you know, was overlooked, I think, or at least not really focused on well, is the home run that Jairo Munoz hit in Tuesday's game. I mean, that thing was a bomb. Yeah, there was a little bit of wind, but that thing hit off the roof of the Miami clubhouse. And so, you know, I think there are guys like Munoz who kind of get fatigue about them because, yeah, they've been around and we know them. But, you know, I think all these guys are there, you know, competing for a chance to make the roster.
I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you. Hey, Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill and one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score 5 any game this season, you get Hot Shots, legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues. And finally, what are you working on this week at thecardinalnation.com?
Well, you know, we talked a little bit about some of these young pitchers. We had a series where we were recapping the minor league analyst by Baseball HQ, and one of the most recent stories shows all of the tools for the top prospects in the system. So you can see and read, you know, Libertor has a top curveball in the system, Griffin Roberts has a top slider. You can read about the various tools that the pitchers have, and the same thing for the hitters. So, you know, who are the best speed guys, who are the best power guys? Obviously Gorman's on top, but, you know, there are but interestingly, for example, one of the top prospects for average in the system is catcher Ivan Herrera. We saw, you know, taking at bat in Tuesday's game. So a lot of good information about prospects, even though minor league camp hasn't opened and it's kind of this this weird, odd period during the middle. There's still obviously plenty of action to see with prospects playing in these 1 o'clock games.
And describe the book that I talk about that I use on the broadcast and the work that you put into providing Cardinal fans a look inside the minor leagues and in particular the top prospects for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, the Top Prospect Guide, this is our third year, and it's a lot of information that we publish in piecemeal basis, plus a lot of new information. And, of course, the core is write-ups on every one of the top 50 prospects in the Cardinal system, plus another dozen who just missed and who we think are potential breakout candidates. For example, you know, last year, my super sleeper was Angel Rondon, who became the pitcher of the year in the minor league system. But a year ago, nobody knew anything about him because he was coming out of the Gulf Coast League. But anyway, so we focus on the top prospects. We also have a section in the guide where we look back at last season, and we look at all the stat leaders, hitters, pitchers, who won awards, who were all-stars, who made major league debuts, etc. Then another section is a history section. So if you want to know who the key players were taken by the Cardinals in the drafts for the last 15 years, who are the key international players, you know, who won the Kissel Award winners, who have been the players of the year in the organization. So it's not only a guide about this year's prospects, but it's also really a good history of what happened both last year and over time across the Cardinals minor league system.
Brian, you're the best. Thanks for everything. I love the information. I appreciate all the work that you do for the St. Louis Cardinals and informing their fans on you know, what's happening in the minor leagues. It is some of the best stuff that you can find at thecardinalnation.com. I really appreciate it, and we'll catch up next Wednesday.
Sounds great, Dan.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Hughes.com to start shopping today.
Lou Hughes, we are St. Louis.